Great Expectations. As you sit there right now, rolling up your sleeves, I want to go through something I've called Great Expectations. These are three expectations that we are going to have together. These will ensure that we both know where we stand. First, I want to understand your expectations. Second, I want to give you a quick overview of Get the Drive so you know what to expect. And third, I'll go over what I expect from you. Your expectations. Obviously, this is all my presumption, but I'm confident that you expect to learn some new skills that will help you get sponsorship. I think you want to take on some modern day strategies that are working, that currently working. Now, I really hope that these presumptions are correct, because that's the whole mission statement here, and that was at the forefront. These things were at the forefront of my mind as I created this. If so, then you're going to love this. If not, then just give this book to someone who does want these things. What to expect. I want to let you know up front that this is not some one-size-fits-all self-help program. Instead, I have attempted to make sure that it can be tailor-made and it can be bespoke as possible, because every driver is different. Your situation is different to other people. We're all in different situations and different goals, and we have different experience levels, right? But this is designed to speak to you all individually. You all have different strengths and weaknesses too. Some of you are good at selling, while others are not. Some of you are good at driving, while others are not. Hopefully, I've managed to accommodate you all, but I'll let you be the judge of that. I've achieved this by creating numerous paths throughout this audiobook. Your answers to the questions I ask and your personal reasons for being here may take you down a different route to the next person who listens to this. But by the end of the book, you will have your own plan and your own way of doing things and your own things to work on. There will also be certain strategies that do not fit your current situation. So I want you to see this audiobook as a menu where you pick what you want and need, then discard the rest. Get the Drive is split into 5 steps. Step 1 is called Create Your Matrix. This is where we lay out the foundations and we create the outlook that will help you get the drive you want. This will help you avoid falling for the traps that snare most drivers and help you become more clued up. Step 2 is called Get Clear. In that step, we'll find out exactly what you're all about, what your goals are, and where you are now. This helps us create the best path for you. Step 3 is called the Great 8. This is the juicy bit. These are the strategies that you can use that can take you from where you are now to where you want to be. The main goal, sponsorship, guess what? That's just one of these strategies, one of the Great 8. I've got another 7 to share with you. I do not want you to depend solely on sponsorship alone. So there are 7 more things drivers are doing to get race seats now, and I want to teach them. All 8 of these strategies are working for drivers, sports agencies, and management companies right now. It's up to you to choose which ones work for you, but I'll talk you through them all, so don't worry. Step 4 is called Get Battle Ready. Now, by the time you've reached this step, you'll already have a pretty good idea of what strategies you're going to use. So next, after that, I want to prepare you for battle. We're going to need to make sure that things are in place, that you've got your army together and you're ready to pull the trigger. These are important aspects that you must have in place before you start pitching to the outside world. Step 5, the 3 masters. The last step is dedicated to teaching you the 3 main personal skills that you must master if you are to succeed in fundraising or creating a racing career. And then that's it. So first, we must lay down the foundations. Then we must get clear on your situation. Then we must learn the strategies that are applicable to you. After that, we get things ready to go, and finally, you will learn the most important skills to master in order to make all this happen. Next is what I expect from you. Now, you know what I'm going to say here, right? I'm expecting you to step up and give this everything you have, to take it seriously and to apply what you learn from this. If you think that the certain strategy could work for you, then follow through and give it a go. I don't want you just to see this as research. I want you to learn from it and then go for it. Your actions need to match your ambitions. There's no point in having all this information if you're not going to do anything with it. Your career and racing depends on turning your thoughts into reality. It needs you to follow through and breathe life into it. That's what a thought is there for, right? That's what an idea is there for. So no matter how good the strategy may be, without the hard work behind it, it just won't work. I want you to come to this with intention and determination.